section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
I liked it because it was so stealthy.
He stealth fucked me. I didn't even know.
It was like Mission Impossible.
You know he's in the bathroom, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
That mission was possible that night.
No video with the strobe light.
Probably. Oh, no, I have it. I have it from...
Probably is not going to be useful.
We did it last week, too.
So we should just have it going this whole
time. We could have been like the old man in the Metallica right or Sandman video. Like...
Oh, no, like the one video. I always wanted to do like a spoof on the one video.
Like the U2 song? We put a weird
thing on our head. And
we're huh?
Like the U2 song?
My Metallica.
By Metallica.
No, Metallica.
Oh.
Metallica.
Metallica.
Have you guys ever tried to play catch when strobe lights are going on?
No.
You're like, ah, I can't see it.
I would like to have sex with a strobe light on. Oh, who wants to do the release schedule?
Have the voice do it.
All right, voice.
Just goddamn voice.
This is the first thing I'm going to do.
In episode 119, do you have it written in?
Was it double baby stroller?
Yeah, double baby stroller.
That is the second title that Nani's boobs have made it on.
E-boobs.
Who has not done a mystery tag? Very popular. Heather, have you done a mystery tag?
I haven't done a mystery tag tonight.
Give Heather the last.
They have their own Snapchat.
Number two.
Do you?
Here you go.
Her boobs have their own Snapchat.
That's
really? I need to be subscribed to that. That's bullshit. First, I don't know you're going to start cutting hair, and next thing I don't know.
You're going to start cutting hair?
All the time.
Not. I'm going to starting school to do it.
Oh, so that's
it'll be
exciting.
Like another like 9 months to a year before.
Which school are you going to?
Ironically, but that's how long it takes to cook a baby.
Oh, okay. Pubic barber college.
I was trying to go to the one in Bloomington, but it's like merged with a cosmetology school.
So is that the Midwest Cosmetology or Paul Mitchell?
They're in with Hair Masters.
Oh,
they
gotcha.
Merged with them.
Okay.
You know,
they used to be just by themselves, and it was okay.
You're like, I want to cut hair. I don't want to do your makeup.
I've been listening to a lot of
Disney. And now it's twice as expensive. Like,
what is it?
Paul. And
what's your ideal hair cutting situation? Oh, right. Like a barbershop type?
It's fun.
Very like... Very, like, not that I'm, like, a very, like, manly man, but it's, like, cool to go in and be, like, I'm going to drink a beer. And
I was thinking before I get my haircut and, like, a Merkin mercantile.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
Yeah. I like alliteration.
If you come in with a Merkin, I'll trim it up for you.
Yeah. All right, girls, here we go.
Keep that
everybody knows what's going
tight.
On?
Woo!
Everybody knows?
Yep.
Did you write your name down just in case you forget it?
What? Where?
Bojangles.
You know where, you butt-stabbing queer.
I forgot that. I thought you just meant his regular name.
And we're off.
Yeah, I was like, did I?
Hey, don't worry. We're just starting a show. It's no big deal. Just do whatever you want to do. It's fine.
You interrupted our conversation about Americans.
I always interrupt the show.
Coming to you live from Dead Man's Crossing, Indiana. It's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Asian call girls, fun facts, say you, say me, an interview with ghost hunter Steven Spook Sherman. And jacking the lantern with your co-host, Heartland Heartthrob Brett Conlon, The Voice, Intern Heather, and me, the no-trick pony. And now your host, we call him Blake Layton.
Welcome everyone to episode 220 of A Burns and IP. I am your host, the podcasting god, Blake Layton. That's what my mother gave me that name. She wanted to name me Forrest. Thank God she never did that. All right, folks, we have a great show lined up for you. We're getting closer and closer to Halloween, which means we are going to keep rowing this into the ground. All right, my first guest, or my first co-host for this evening, don't fall asleep when he is in your house or in your yard. Actually, it's not safe to have him anywhere near you. He is Flannel Fabio Jason.
I can be near people. Put me near you.
No.
Why can't you fall asleep around him? Is he stealthy?
Oh, yes, very stealthy. He will stealth. Is it stealth fucking? Is that what we use?
No, stealth fuck you.
No, it's called skull fucking.
Oh, you know what? Halloween. Very good. Very, very good.
Skull fuck.
All right.
I want to fuck your skull.
Oh, no.
That's a baby. That's
don't fuck baby skulls. Don't fuck baby skulls.
You make a skull baby, then you're going to have problems.
You upset the baby. All right. Our guest host for this evening, in the middle of the heartland of America, he planted his seed. And now he needs to sell 1,000 CDs so he can buy formula. Say hello to the heartland heartthrob, Brett Conlin.
Buy those CDs. I think depending
get that baby out of the graveyard.
Depending on what position your baby is in, you probably could skull fuck your baby.
Oh, no.
If it's like almost...
Wow, we're 3 minutes
breached
in.
Is breached the right
word? Let me stop you right there. We like to have you on the show, Brett. We like to have you on. But not like this, Brett. Not like this. Not
like this. Don't Brett. Be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
Somebody asked me the other day, how's your girlfriend? How's it with your girlfriend being pregnant? I was like, it's awesome. It's like having a threesome every night.
And now you lost a friend.
Yeah, now I'm getting all these pamphlets about going to see Jesus.
You can go see
get
him?
Right with him.
The Pope was just in New York. All right, since the music ended, I had to restart it. Oktoberfest is just a month-long excuse for our co-host to buy even more craft beer. Let's welcome The Voice.
Drinks are on me tonight, boys.
Actually, you have not given me a drink.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be an enabler.
That's good call.
He doesn't want to ruin years of progress.
Yeah, my mom the other night, I will introduce you in just a moment, I apologize. But
your mom's here?
No, but my mom this weekend was...
Your mom!
My mom this weekend was nice enough to give me 5 years worth of AA coins that she had finally got around to buying. Every year she would buy my year coin.
Aww.
And for the past 5 years, she hadn't.
Wait, you have to buy those?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, I don't go to meetings anymore.
Oh, okay.
I don't go to meetings. I don't need it.
You're too cool for school.
Can you tell I'm so sober?
What's the market value of the coins?
Not very much.
When you sober up, you get gay? Is that what that was?
I'm sober!
That's how it happens.
Fabulous. And finally, she recently told Creepy Cheese Dude to go fuck himself.
Woo!
Even though she really wanted to sell fancy cheese, she is in turn Heather.
I wanted to sell fancy cheese. So much, and I wanted to eat fancy cheese and crackers so much.
I bet that's a workplace that has a gas problem.
I bet that they probably had to worry about farting.
Yeah.
We have
fuck you, Woody.
Oh, that was his name?
Whoa.
That was his name.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
That makes him even more annoying.
And, you know, I'm not much of a person on like group text, but with what we got going on.
Oh, we were blowing shit up.
With what
the
we have
day.
Going on and stuff, it, you know. This was like the most interesting. Like, a girl's never asked me for any kind of advice
before.
I even
told Brianna about it, and she was completely in agreement with everything we said.
Oh, there's no doubt there. Yeah. This guy that was hitting on you was totally. He was like, your potential boss hitting on you.
Yeah, so he didn't call me. He texted me.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, oh, let's set up a time. And after we got through that, he said, not to be too forward.
Yeah. Red flag one, red flag two.
Yeah, to say not to be too forward, but I don't know anyone in the area. Can you show me around? Like, maybe we can hang out after tonight, you know, after I get off work. And I said, okay, like, we can kick it. Like, just not tonight. I got something going on.
I got a headache.
And then I asked who he was, and he referred to himself as the dark, handsome, and fellow.
Right.
That's when it was like, okay.
Yeah.
So I told him.
You know what? If you wanted to get to know the area, Google Earth is great. You could just
sweep
over the whole city.
Or just walk around, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I told him no.
Walk around, bro.
I told him, well, I just told him I wasn't interested in being anything but friends, and then he called me out for saying that, and then he proceeded to say, you'll probably change your mind.
Oh, that was,
vehemently apologized for even implying that he was trying to hit on me.
Adam, somebody was trying to interfere in your turf. That's bullshit.
She's a better fighter than I am.
Yeah, she's a better fighter than I am.
She stood up, and she had like a bunch of big brothers that were like,
yeah.
No, not happening.
We're all like, fuck this guy.
I was cool with it.
I'll shove a piece of Gouda.
Jason's like, he displayed confidence.
You Gouda be kidding me.
Yeah,
you Gouda be kidding me. No chance.
Gouda be
I was like coming up with cheese puns. Cheese. I was so excited about working at this place.
Go cheese.
And not
now I can't.
Not happening.
Pepper Jack.
Well, you guys know my Asian fetish that I have, right?
Absolutely.
Well, recently, me and Molly went to Schaumburg, Illinois for the weekend for a company trip. I had a dinner in her building. They went to Schaumburg, and, you know, you got two nights at a hotel. And so we were like, well, what are we going to do?
Asian population in Schaumburg?
Actually, yes.
Really?
Okay. But I haven't even gotten to where the good part is.
Oh.
So we did a lot of shopping and stuff, and then Saturday.
Shopping.
That's
a good part, right?
Yeah, no, it was.
Sorry.
Yeah, for some reason, I was standing outside a Lego store before it opened, waiting to get in with no kids.
Like Black Friday.
I had no kids.
You're a creep.
Me and Molly. No, it's actually funny because we were in the Schaumburg Mall, the Woodfield Mall, or whatever. We were walking around before it opened. You know, we were trying
to go to the Rainforest Cafe.
Yes, but so the Lego store is in. There's a Lego store in there, and so you know, the stores weren't open yet. They all had their gated doors or whatever, except the Lego store. There was little kids in there, and there was a couple parents in there. So we went to the door, and it was open, so we just walked in and started looking around. And the lady's like, we don't open until 10.
May I help you?
Shit.
This is a Lego club. And I was like, whoa! So we were those creepy people for about 5 minutes who were just looking at Legos and being creepy.
You can roam around in a mall before the stores are open?
Oh, yeah.
Do vagrants, like, hang out there overnight and stuff?
No.
Old people do their walks there. There's, like, a 2-mile track that they can do.
And we don't have an Apple store anywhere in this area.
Right.
The Schaumburg
Apple store.
Listen to this. Yes.
Yeah, supermarket. Like, you can get apples at the supermarket, Blake.
No. The technical Apple. But there was a line, and I was like, something come out today or something? You know, I didn't understand. There was a line before it opened, and it was, like, 20 people in line. So we were like, that's weird. And so we were walking around shopping, and we kept coming by, and there was still a line. And I'm like, I would have known if something major was coming out or something. You know what it is? You have to wait in line to go in to be waited on.
Mm-mm. No.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
I'm saying, no, I'm not doing it.
I was like, wait a minute. You know, and it's just people just standing there with their phones going, I got something broke. I got to wait. Or, you know, I can't understand. And, I think they do it to make them look, like, more fat. Fab, you know, like
just like a nightclub. Well, they have people outside,
right? Yeah, there's three people in
the
nightclub.
So the hot chicks get to skip the line.
I don't know. So we went to the the comedy club, and it was an improv. And I was like, okay, we've never been to like an improv show.
Was that in the Woodfield Mall?
It was on the streets of Woodfield, which is like a strip mall.
Okay,
who'd you see?
It was an improv group.
Oh, just a local.
Yeah, it was a local improv.
It was on the street, so I'm assuming a bunch of homeless people doing improv.
It was called Laugh Out Loud.
One-Eyed Jerry.
And we got there, and we got in line, and all of a sudden this Asian guy comes in, you know, young Asian guy, had a suit
on. And you got hard immediately.
Shut up. Let me tell the story. We'll be here all night. So he comes in with a suit. He's got a suit on. And he's got a duffel bag, you know, with him. And it was like a leather business bag or whatever. And he comes up to the window. And, you know, you can just tell he thinks he's pretty fucking awesome. You know what I mean? And so next thing I know, these two Asian girls walk up, long, dark hair, all, you know, it's 9:30 at night. Skimpy, skimpy, tight dresses on, you know, just.
Having a good time.
Pretty,
all right.
pretty hot.
Were their beeves out?
I wish they would have been out. And so I was like, that's weird. And so then this other Asian guy comes walking up too, and he's got a suit on, but it's really weird. He was the weirdest Asian guy because his eyes were real big. They weren't slanty. They were real big. But you know what I mean? It was like the opposite.
Then isn't
like,
he not Asian?
No, he was Asian. And so, and then he walks
maybe
in.
Maybe it's like the opposite for them. When they get stoned, their eyes open up.
Maybe that could be it. He could have been all coked up. That could have been it, right?
For real.
And so then two more Asian girls dressed slutty as could be walk up, and you know, and they're all together, and I'm thinking, so there's a total of five girls. One had three and one had two.
So two dudes, right?
Two dudes
and five chicks.
Five chicks. And I was like, oh, this is
good ratio.
This is weird. Maybe they're related or something. I don't know. This seems odd. I was like, this can't be two Asian businessmen.
Yakuza.
Getting all these prostitutes. So we go in. Of course, we get sat right in the front row of the improv, which is better
of
than.
Of course.
Better than. You know,
of course.
But it's better than. Well, because Molly's shy. I'm not, you know, but. But if it would have been a stand-up comic, I would have been nervous. But it was improv group, so...
Right,
you know,
they're not going to get crowd interaction.
Fuck you. What's your problem?
What? She's... Like, of course you get put to the front. Yeah. Why not? Why wouldn't you? You're the podcasting guy over here. Yeah.
Mr. Creighton, sit down.
Mr. Creighton. So, we get sat. Everybody gets sat. And I go up to the bar to get Molly a drink of Minnesota or whatever. And they're all sitting back in the back, like... They had like bleachers, like there was a bunch of tables, but then there was like a level, you know, to go up. So, and they were all sitting together, and there was like one girl, one guy, four girls, one guy,
nice.
One girl. It was really weird, and I was like, these dudes have fucking Asian prostitutes. And I was like, I guess I gotta go sit back with Molly.
Did you tell Molly what you wanted for Christmas at that point?
Well, I did say I did really well because I couldn't. Keep looking backwards, obviously, you know. I couldn't go, you know.
Well,
but,
you could.
Well, I could have, but I love my wife.
Oh. My wife.
And you're getting slow.
Sorry.
He's beating you, too, every time. He's beating you.
Jason's
like
all
Luca.
Up. Jason's all messed up on 6% beer right now.
I've hijacked the show with the 6.5% ABV.
I got a question.
every once in a while I will travel somewhere, and I always say I don't want to eat at Applebee's. I don't want to eat at Chili's. I want to eat at a local place. You know,
yeah.
Give me the local food. Why are these Chinamen coming over here and be like, oh, I'll take the Chinese food that I've always had. Whoa. Why don't you get a bunch of white
chicks? Is that the proper nomenclature?
Yeah.
Nope.
Chinaman? It's a blanket term used for anyone on the continent of Asia.
Asian American.
Yeah.
Chinaman American?
So
that better? Somebody seen Big Lebowski.
Is that the story? What's the
but right.
Where's
I mean,
the climax of this story?
Don't you want to have like white chicks?
That's
if you
the wrong
here?
Word to use when Blake talking about Asians. The climax
the right
happened in the bathroom while Molly was asleep. And he just
it was funny because I was like, that happened Saturday night. Friday night, I was all excited. We were at a hotel. I'm like, Hotel 6. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm like, we're at an NBC Suites. You can't have sex, not have sex at an NBC Suites. You know,
gotta have sex.
And let me tell you how that went.
Oh, no. I've heard that the sex at NBC is Embassy Suites is
it's not as good phenomenal. As at NBC Studios. No. But
is that where they film you while you're doing it in your rooms?
No. Oh, hey, that would be cool.
Would that yeah. They like send you pictures like you're on a waterlog ride or something at the end? Nong, like, look at that cane face.
Okay, hey Nong Man. All right. And you know what? To be honest with you, I probably shouldn't tell the story anyway.
Sex.
Was that Eli? That was Eli.
Just me, everyone. Your old friend, Jason. Blake, thank you so much for playing that intro. Sometimes I feel like we forget what the intros are for these things, but I like that intro.
Oh, it's pleasant to the ears.
You're
my
greatest American hero.
Oh, thank you. That is where we got that. So this is Fun Facts, and it's all Halloween themed. Everything we're doing is Halloween themed. So we're going to talk about horror films. This is great. Yeah, please have this in the background. Horror film fun facts. We've done fun facts a handful of times before. Always a huge response. Like every episode, we're saying, "Please contact the show." Please, people come out of the woodwork for this.
Oh
thing.
Yeah, this is the one that they like. I've That's why we don't ever do it.
Shannon loves it.
I've seen the graphs. Like when you do the fun facts.
Absolutely, the people back up trucks in my house and they dump letters out, and I print up all my emails that people send me, and I put that in the truck and they dump that in my yard.
But the only thing better is the Brett bump.
The Brett bump, yes. The only thing that's
what topless. We're gonna call the kid.
Nani has a Brett bump right now.
Yeah, Nani got the Brett bump.
So I'm going to talk about some horror films and one interesting fact from each of those films. So we'll start off with the movie The Ring. This movie genuinely was scary to me. I thought the idea was very scary. Do you guys remember The Ring?
Yeah, you watched the video, and if you watched it, then you were going to die in 7 days or something like that?
That's right.
I slept with my mom for an entire summer until I peed in the bed, and then she made me sleep in my own bed.
After seeing that?
Because of that?
Yes.
Why did you see that so young?
I was like 13, and that's when that happened. Jesus. Yeah.
Well, what was your dad doing?
He
had to sleep in your bed.
He's being sat on the futon in the basement.
Oh man. So The Ring. Here's an interesting fact about The Ring. The flashes at the beginning and the end of this movie show the deadly tape in its entirety, just at high speed. However, if you play the speed the movie in slow motion, frame by frame, you can see it's actually the Kim Kardashian sex tape.
Hey-o!
Buried right. I had no idea.
That's amazing.
So you can see her ring.
You can Before you die, you see pink ring. That's
right. If you like it, then you should have put a ring.
We're just doing one fact per. So Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Classic,
classic.
Independent,
yes.
Horror film, no budget, terrifying.
Oh,
terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jessica Biel was in it. Terrifying.
No, that's
not
the remake.
That one.
Oh.
Allie McBeal.
Don't show your age.
That was the Rob Zombie.
Don't show your age here.
You watched the Rob Zombie version, probably.
That was a good
one.
Well, this one takes the prize for being the most disturbing. The human skeleton you see at the end of this movie, it spooks the audience for sure. But what's even creepier is that skeleton's not a fake. It's the real human skeleton of Ed Sullivan. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Ed Sullivan.
Maybe not so funny.
That ghost spot. Funny.
Bram Stoker's Dracula. You guys remember this movie?
Oh, yes. You know, I had a story, but never mind.
No, this is from the mid-90s, and it had like Gary Oldman and Winona Ryder, right? You remember that?
Was it
Keanu Reeves?
Oh, yeah. Right, Keanu Reeves. Well, there's a scene where Dracula turns into like a bat-like creature and flies away. Now, Gary Oldman played Dracula, and he didn't feel that the scene was all that scary. But to make sure the other actors appeared terrified, Oldman whispered something to each of their ears. He whispered, "I'm in love with the cocoa."
I'm in love with
what?
The
that seems
cocoa.
Unlikely.
It worked, and if you watch the movie, you can see in that scene that the actors are genuinely terrified.
Oh yeah,
and if you
they're not just confused.
It may, you know, it's a fine line between horror and confusion, so you may be right. Who's seen the movie Hellraiser? Remember Pinhead?
I've met him. Yeah.
You met him.
Doug Bradley, yes.
That is exactly
name dropping.
Where did you meet Doug Bradley?
It was at a horror convention, actually.
A horror convention?
I thought maybe it was a convention.
Okay, this is what happened. I thought it was a horror convention.
Yeah.
This is back in the vitamin D days. I thought it was a horror convention. Turned out it was a horror convention. Oh. I was totally confused, but I made the most of it. Met a few people.
This actually is about Doug Bradley himself.
Okay.
He was ignored at the post-production party and felt really bad about it after the movie was made. He thought it was because no one recognized him without his pinhead makeup, but he was actually being snubbed for that time he farted and blamed it on the key grip.
I believe it. There was.
Did you
there
when
was,
you met him? Was there some stinky farts?
There was.
Did he get fired?
I asked him. Yeah, if he had gastric bypass recently, and he just gave me a look, and yeah.
I think having all those pins in your head, like it's like pressure point.
It's
thing.
Like acupressure.
It triggers your farts.
I wonder if like it releases farts from your face.
I wonder if an Asian girl put them in.
You think that's covered by the Americans with Disability Act?
We'll look into it and find
face
out. In the next
farting?
Show.
I don't know.
Google that, Adam.
Another movie that was kind of independent movie was Paranormal Activity. Did you guys ever see this one?
I have never seen it, but yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
This one has like at like a like $2,000 budget, like nothing,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
And it's
and
like
they
it's,
keep making them.
It really is one of the highest grossing movies of all time based on its budget. Anyway, this film was effective in spooking even Steven Spielberg so badly that he had to finish it the next morning. The authenticity of the actors comes from the fact that the movie didn't have a script. The actors were given general directions and ad-libbed their lines.
Believe that.
Right. And it also did not help that Mr. Spielberg, it did not help Mr. Spielberg that every character in the film was named Steven Spielberg, too. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that.
No.
Every single
no
character
chance.
Was named Steven Spielberg.
No chance, Jason.
This, you know what?
Hashtag. No chance, Jason.
No chance.
I like that.
That covers a lot for my life.
That's got a nice, it's got a nice ring to it.
But you know what? I don't make these up. I don't. I look into them. I find out where they are. I mean, don't tell me no.
Where do you look?
I look online. I just go to the internet and I start.
And we've gone over this before.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Quite a few times.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I give you the opportunity to do these facts like we've done. You did superhero movies one time, I think.
Yeah, this is like the sixth or seventh one we've done.
Yeah, and
I always nail
every
it.
Time
thank
they,
you.
They, the facts seem
accurate.
Not accurate.
Seem like they just typed them in Word. Like
Jason is a very believable and trustworthy guy.
Thank all right, you so you're saying these are true facts.
If he tells me something, I believe it.
Okay.
Well, believe this, Heartland, Heartthrob. Interview with the Vampire, remember that one? I think it's based
mm-hmm.
off the Anne Rice series of films.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The vampiric character's makeup features prominent blue veins to make them look translucent and deadly, or deathly, rather. To achieve this, the doctors all had to hang upside down for a while before getting into makeup, have their thetans read, and then convert to Scientology.
Oh,
if you guys
right.
knew that.
Yeah. So that's how it happened with Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is in that movie.
Is Val Kilmer in there?
Where's that?
Yeah. Would you have sex with Val Kilmer?
Brad Pitt.
I mean, not the Val Kilmer now who's all bloated and everything, but the Val Kilmer like
via Batman.
What if I said I don't know who that is?
Okay.
Oh! Then again, have you ever seen the movie Heat?
Real Genius.
No.
That's why I know she hasn't seen Real Genius if she hasn't seen.
I've just got a couple more here real quick. This is, I mean, again, it's Halloween season. We're just doing some fun facts. We're kind of getting in the spirit of things.
I think we should. I'm glad we call it fun facts instead of true facts because I think you just have fun.
Yeah, we're having fun.
Well, I mean, sometimes the truth is fun. Sometimes the truth is fun.
Okay.
Just not right now.
Okay.
Right. You know what they say, truth is stranger than fun.
Oh, my God. Well, there you go, right there. I think that says it all, right? That's
that
correct.
That was for Heather.
Oh, okay.
That correct answer, ghost, don't be swayed by his by his tone.
Recently, the Poltergeist remake came out, I think, with a huge thud. I don't think it did anything.
It's already in video.
That's how bad it was. The original one, though,
to YouTube.
It starred Heather O'Rourke. She was age 7, and then during the filming of this movie, she completely fell apart from fear in the scene where she had to hang from the headboard in a vortex of wind. This was the only time during the shooting that she was actually scared on set. Filming stopped, and director, again, Steven Spielberg, personally stepped in as the character of Carol Ann to complete the shoot. They ended up using none of the footage as him as the 7-year-old girl, it turns out.
This house is clean.
Zelda? Is that who that is?
Wow.
Carol Ann, don't go to the light. Don't go to the light, Carol Ann.
She's dead.
She is
a Carol Ann.
Dead girl.
Hey, everybody.
To Carol Ann.
To Carol Ann. Hey.
Carol Ann.
Hey. Cheers. Cheers. Ching, 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 ching.
Who's Carol
Ann? Are those eyeballs?
R.I.P. Carol Ann.
The baby? The girl?
Yeah. She killed herself? There was... They talked about there being a curse on that movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, she... I think she died...
Well, that guy did Coach. He had a great year. Great life.
Craig T. Nelson?
Yeah, he had a great career.
Well, she died.
It doesn't get much better than...
I think
Jo Beth Williams was kind of hot in the first one.
She made three movies, right? She made three Poltergeists. Yeah. At the end, you can kind of see her puffing up. It was part of... What is it? It's not Hodgkin's. It was something.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Diabetes?
Is that your Wilford Brimley? Not bad.
That's spot on.
Well, Wilford Brimley, I got bubbles.
Sounds like Mush Mouth from Fat Albert.
Look, I'm going to go to the junkyard. Come on.
Sounds like you're eating a Jolly Rancher.
Come on, Fat Albert. Why don't you get us one of those Snickers bars? No, because you got diabetes.
Somebody's going to get raped.
Somebody about to get raped. I give that grape an A.
Grape A?
Grape A. Grape A.
Grade A rape.
Grape A.
Why won't iTunes let us post this one?
You can also visit their website at Rape Reviews.
Rape Reviews.
Yeah, join us, won't you?
Hey.
Join us in rating all of the rapes.
You got any more, or is that it?
I've got one more.
It could be like hotornot.com.
Swipe. Was this a good rape? This is a bad rape. That's horrible.
Yeah, so,
the last one I've got is from the movie Psycho.
My dog got raped once. I'll tell you that story sometime. I'm serious. After this is over, I'll tell you.
How do you think the dog would rate the rape?
She looked like it was an F. Pause. She was not happy.
Pause down, I think, on that one.
Rory was not roaring to go.
No.
She needed to go visit Dogs Without Borders.
To be honest with you, I will never forget the face. I think I told this on a show. We were at a dog park, and it was a huge dog park, you know, and she was maybe like 40 yards away, and this dog just and she had never been touched by another dog before, ever.
Pristine,
you know.
Dog.
She was a virgin, and this dog mounted her. And it was like slow motion. She turned to me with this look.
Dad,
like,
what's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
And it was like slow motion. I was like,
you beat that dog down?
Start running toward him, and yeah. the dog's just like, fuck your dog.
No.
Yep. Punch that dog in the throat.
Oh, God.
What did you do? What happened?
Well, by the time me and the other owner got there, the male dog just mounted off her. It was like, thanks a lot, bitch.
That's the last literally horror film fact.
That fact was from the movie with Janine Garofalo, The Truth About Cats and Dogs. And that was my last one. And I got, if you want more horror film facts, go to allholesfull.ca and you'll find all the facts.
Nice.
More.
Thank you very much, Jason. You did an outstanding job.
And
it's funny because Adam goes, why do you guys pause all the time?
Yeah.
Get some headphones, would you, bro?
Cheers.
All right. Now we're going to be listening to Devil Let Me Be by the Honky Tonk Hustlers.
He just looked at me.
He did it.
He just did it. He just like he's going to do tonight. Go take care of that baby.
Well, he's got the mystery tag.
See if you can focus.
IBWIP is like the perfect Halloween treat. It's sweet and gooey and will give you gestational diabetes.
Oh, that was a callback before we even knew it was a callback.
Gestational diabetes.
Wow.
I guess I should turn it off. Sorry, guys.
Nani, tell your baby.
Really done no wrong, but you ain't gonna make it to a ripe.
Thank you, the Honky Tonk Hustlers. I like your songs. Halloween really is my favorite holiday. I've always loved masks and pretending to be someone else, if only for one day. So what are you going to be for Halloween this year? Let us know at blake@ibwip.com or post it to our Facebook or Instagram page. And while you're at it, subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio, or anywhere podcasts are found. And check out our YouTube page at PiaVision for killer rape reviews. This year, my daughter is going trick-or-treating as a nerd, so I thought I'd accompany her as a Texas Instrument TI-30XIIS. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Very good. Well, most of it.
Got nothing to say about myself. I'm just a poor bastard like everyone else. Sitting in the garage with gasoline, huffing fumes with my friends off the street. Well, this here cliff looks mighty steep, and I could find a home among the ragged rocks beneath. And it's a long way down. Divided black or white, there's good and evil, there's wrong and there's right. I guess I know what side I'm on when I try to do right, others tell me I done wrong. Well, this here river looks wide and deep, that I could find a home among the bones and weeds beneath. And it's a long way down.
It's a long way.
I got the time. Will hell so near?
Will hell so near?
I'm desperate tonight. I'm desperate tonight.
Oh yeah, that was With Hell So Near by Those Poor Bastards.
You
poor bastard.
I was not even thinking.
Sorry.
No. All right, we got another game for you. This one is going to take cunning, it's going to take intuition, and it's going to take a connection that only me and Heather have, and that's why I can't play, because me and Heather have gotten it on the first word twice. Incredible.
Nice.
It is amazing.
Let's hold hands.
Say you, say me.
Oh, shit.
Say it together.
We're having a moment with Lionel.
Naturally.
Slam dunk.
Oh.
What happened? Was that like your computer starting up or something?
That's a remix.
That's Samsung Galaxy going, hey, your tablet's been sitting in this...
P. Diddy got his hands on that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, but who's? Oh, you're supposed to be talking. Oh, I'm supposed to be talking about this. Okay, so say you, say me. We've prior to the show starting, we actually did that for like did it right once because we never do that. We never think
we of sort
stuff
a lot ahead. Of shit out during the show.
Right. So teammates are going to be Jason and Heather. And Brett and Dustin are going to be teammates on this extravaganza.
Ooh.
Basically, what we do here is at the count of three, one, two, three, then both people say a word. And it, what basically what you're trying to do is you're trying to say the same word in the least amount of tries, right?
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So,
how fast do you have to say the word?
You go one, two, three, say the word.
Yeah.
Or three, two, one, right? Three, two, okay.
Fine.
One, say the
one,
word.
Two, three, three, two, one.
I'll
whatever.
Say, I'll
rock,
say,
paper, scissors.
We're going to do one, two, three. You guys can do three, two, one.
Okay,
we'll see, who,
so
see how it works.
Then, you know, the trick is you have to listen to what each other is saying and try to find the common ground. And
all right.
You find the middle.
All right, okay. So we're going to let Brett and Dustin go first.
Okay.
And so I will count down. You want three, two, one, or one, two, three?
We want one, two, three.
Yeah, one, two, three.
Okay, here we are. You guys know the rules? Everyone know what you're doing?
Yep.
All right.
Let me channel myself into Justin. Dustin. Right.
We're off to a bad start already.
What was your name again? I don't know. We're supposed to say a word.
Don't
together.
Pick up on Justin's channel.
Right. Okay. One, two, three? Or three, two, one?
One, two, three?
Okay. Here we go. One, two, three.
Side
Nani. Part. All right. You ready for the next one to get there? One, two, three.
Boobs.
Oh, unbelievable. Two. That means that Heather and Jason need to at least get on two to tie, one to win this
right,
thing outright
this.
On the first round.
I think we got it. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You want 3-2 or 1-2-3?
3-2-1, of course. Three,
okay.
Two, one. Play by the Queensberry rules, please.
All right.
3-2-1.
Boobs.
Oh,
I
yeah.
No. I'm
what?
Sorry.
Thank
I'm sorry.
You can't
thank
steal
you
the
much.
Thunder of the last.
Yes,
I thought
can.
They were going with rape.
Grapey.
I think that's even more impressive.
That's pretty incredible.
It is very impressive.
Yeah.
Thank you very
it's
much.
It's never went that
wow.
quickly.
Point one.
Okay.
Should we switch partners?
Sounds like it's another round.
All right. So we're going to do another round. All right. So it's 1-0. Best out of three.
H and J.
Best out of three rounds.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to make a new rule because obviously you guys are tricksters. We cannot use the word
boobs.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
This round.
Damn
all
it.
Right.
That seems like the wrong rule to make.
Dustin and Brett want 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
All right. Look at each other like you did before.
Okay.
And you can tell that Brett is a musician because he moved his mic
he
perfectly.
Did.
He, all right. 1, 2, 3.
Whiskey.
Oh,
okay. And it's over.
That's over.
I tried.
I know. You got to say something.
Okay, go again.
You know what? Brett's new. Let's try again.
That is.
Dustin has one. Very enchanting eyes.
I know. One.
Hold on.
I think I've
now
said
I have to reset
because
I can't use the same word. So
Can't say
we have
either.
We have a very special guest coming on, so we need to move this.
Okay.
Along.
All right. Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Present.
Beer. All right. Present and beer. One. Do you want me to wait till you're done laughing, or one, two, three,
bottle
beards.
Cap.
One,
did,
two.
Hold on. Did he say beards?
I said beards. Okay, beards and bottle caps.
I don't know how that's in between. Okay, all right.
One, two, three.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys have to get it in
right.
at least three.
We lost our mojo. From
what?
The first
they don't
time.
Count as that. That's their third.
No. The thing is. That
you,
matched.
They
we both didn't
they
say
were
both
giggling.
They both screwed up. So
we were both speechless. That's better than words.
Does that count?
Pretty good.
That counts as three.
I think they should get another. They should
audible
get their
gasp.
Score should be doubled. So now we have to get it in six.
Okay, within six.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Three, two, one.
Halloween.
Birthday.
Halloween birthday.
Okay.
Three.
Okay.
Two, one.
Dustin.
Yay!
My birthday is October 4th. They are
undeniable.
I'm sorry. They, you guys are winner chicken dinner. That's really good.
Where's my chicken dinner, Blake?
That has never went that fast ever.
Yep.
That's what she said.
Hey,
that
it's a gift from the gods. I think you've been eyeing the clock. I think that worked out all right.
Someone's telling us something.
Boobs.
Rapes.
Trademarks.
Halloween.
So just to clarify, my girlfriend's boobs are on everyone's mind right now.
Oh, totes. Oh, totes my goats, my friend.
Yesterday they were on my mind. They were always on my mind.
Tell us how down, they were, Brett.
Double baby strollers on my mind. Nani's boobs were always on my mind.
Boy. That was a great game.
It was a good game.
Heather, you're a great partner. Thank you so much. We dominated.
We definitely
I
dominated.
Have to lose a competition occasionally.
Oh, thank you for throwing that, Dustin.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think it's time to move along. We're going to get into our guest. We have a guest every other episode, and this one is no exception. We brought in a ghost hunter, again, to keep with the theme of Halloween. And he is I knew a guy who was a ghost hunter, and it didn't make sense to me. So I have a lot of questions for this guy since he's the real deal. Let's welcome to the show... professional ghost hunter. Is it Stephen or Stefan Spooks Sherman?
Hello, it's Stefan. Stefan Spooks Sherman.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
And I if you don't mind, I brought my friend along, the guy who works with me.
That's fine. What's your name, sir?
Nobby Boo.
Nobby Boo? Is that
Nobby,
a Star Wars?
That's my given name. Do you have a problem with that? Nobby Boo.
It's Nobby Boo Sanchez, but I call him my Boo Bay.
Your boo bae?
It's like a boo. It's like your boo, but then like your bae, like your best friend ever. All in one. I'm everything. I'm the whole package.
So you guys are just friends, or do you work together?
Well,
we're partners.
We work together. We work together. We do a lot of ghost hunting together.
Okay, now
we go to a lot of dark, scary places.
Oh, really?
Very dark, stinky, scary places.
Oh, why are they stinky? Yeah, why are they stinky?
Well, this.
You get excited of a trail.
Well, they leave a trail.
It's like ectoplasm leaves a stink behind.
Right, but we have a lot of places we go are like old buildings and
musty.
Old sanitariums and actually even old bars.
Do you guys go to these places and what do you do? Like read them or how does it work?
How do you read a building?
You tell me.
Well, we have some devices that we use and we go in and We've done seances. It all just depends on the situation. What kind of situation are you talking about?
Well, what was the last situation that you found yourself encountered on? Do you
remember that, Boo Bay?
Do I?
Well, instead of just remembering it in your heads, why don't you tell us about it?
Well, it was the graveyard. But that's the last one we went to was the graveyard.
Oh, yes, the old graveyard.
Yes.
Mm.
Hey,
one has been buried there since 1855.
Yes, it's very old. Historic. It's very old and historic. It was in Mobile, Alabama.
Okay.
And we drove down there all night. Drove there all night, and we got there.
The locals loved us.
Oh, they were that lady at the deli. Oh my God, she was so great. But we went there and we went to the graveyard. It was the Wilson J. Memorial Graves. Okay.
And then they welcomed you down. I mean, no offense, but I feel like the South wouldn't necessarily welcome guys like you,
especially one named Spooks.
Yeah,
well, that's my ghost hunter name.
Maybe they cancel each other out. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
We've been some parts of the country where we've ran into some problems with people accepting us, and I just don't get it.
Accepting you as.
As ghost hunters.
Ghost hunters, okay.
Because a lot of people still, in this day and age, don't believe in ghosts. And
honestly, I don't know if I believe in
you're
ghosts.
You're crazy.
Well, I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Tell me what,
how did you end up in Mobile, Alabama?
So many questions. Oh, my God,
there?
Oh, my God. What now?
Did they invite you down to Mobile, Alabama?
Hey, by the way, beautiful blast.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Thank
yes.
You.
Very beautiful blast.
Thank you.
Who welcomes where?
Were you invited down to Mobile,
Alabama? Yeah, they call us. Mm-hmm. We have a website, and we have a phone number, and groups who feel like that there's... ghosts or spirits? They
what phone?
They
spirits?
What is the phone number? I just
oh yeah, let
case.
Us write it down.
We'll... Yeah, we should promote you. Yeah. We're trying
most
to help
certainly.
You out.
Okay, it's 1-888
mm-hmm.
Boo.
Boo.
Yeah, it's YAAA.
Is that your website too? Then Booyah.
1-800 Booyah is your website.
Booyah. No, it's booyah.com.
Okay.
So
Booyah.
You must have paid.
Booyah.
And you must
that's
have
what
paid
they
a
say
lot
to each other.
That.
It's like
that's,
her. Nobby put Nobby. He does all the web design.
Nobby, you're pretty handy.
I am.
So you guys went down.
I've often heard that from people that I am very handy.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Handy or handsy? I didn't hear.
I've heard both, but I mean, it just depends on who you're talking to.
Sometimes it's good to be mouthy.
I'm just a very touchy person.
That's fine.
And you know, and one of the things that Nobby does so good when we go to these places is he gets in touch with.
Mm.
You know, the ghosts and the spirits.
That makes sense.
Is that what you did in Mobile?
a lot of the spirits might feel uncomfortable with who they are, but I really bring that out in them. I'm like, it's okay. You can come to me. And you can come on me. You can come to me, ghost.
What's
that? And listen, this was an amazing thing. We were at the gravesite, and we were going through, and we were taking charcoal. Mm-hmm. And we were taking paper, and we were rubbing it, to get the...
You were doing a third grade activity.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on.
Sometimes the ghosts are children.
Stefan and Bube, I'm sorry. Sometimes Heather gets a little aggressive with our interviewer.
We went back and listened to some episodes just to kind of see what we were getting ourselves into.
Right.
And I noticed that.
She seems like a very hostile. Like, you've got a lot of... built-up tension. Like, Heather, like, maybe you just need to get laid, girl. I don't know.
You're not political.
Heather, do you not believe in ghosts?
No, I don't really believe in ghosts.
Oh, honey.
Well, I mean, honestly, I don't either. But like, we have you here. Tell us about your experiences. Kind of help us change our minds. Mm-hmm. I'm open-minded about it.
Well, there was that one time in that abandoned warehouse.
Oh, okay.
And that was in Jacksonville, Florida.
God, we got so dirty.
So dirty.
Dust everywhere.
But it was so. We had our machines that kind of measured the sound waves and stuff.
Okay, so you're reading a building.
We were listening to the building,
and we kept saying, if there are any spirits present, please make yourself known. And then all of a sudden, in the dirt, there was a circle.
Oh my god!
And oh my god, I was so scared. But Nobby went and he laid down on the floor
within the circle,
and I was like, oh my god, Bube, you're so scaring me right now.
I'm the daring one.
And he said, come lay with me. That I feel a presence. And I was like, I like
presence.
So
you didn't see anyone, but a circle was being drawn in the dust, and the two of you laid in the middle?
Yes.
What happened next? You said you guys got real dirty in there.
It was hot. It was steamy. It was sticky. There was sweaty.
The dust was just sticking to you because you were all sweaty.
And we knew it was the spirits.
It was the spirits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what the kids call it these days?
What do you...
Oh, nothing.
You're a strange one over here. You're so quiet, but then when you do say something, you confuse everyone.
I think we should put all of our cards on the table here.
Hey, ironically, he hasn't made a musical reference yet.
You look like a very
musical
type. Oh,
you have watched a few of the episodes, haven't you?
Look at him. He's got the beard and the fancy hair. I bet you he's really into music.
I bet he's really into something else, too. Craft
so
beers.
So you mentioned laying all the cards on the table?
Huh? Yeah, I think...
Cards?
Jason?
We want to have you guys here for a genuine interview. And sure. So far, we're kind of getting into it, some of the ghost stuff. But I feel like there's a layer of your guys' relationship.
Booyah.com.
Booyah.
Okay, we got that down.
If you want us to come and try to – if you have a house that you think is haunted, we can come in there and get those spirits just right out.
Are you aggressive with them negatively, or do you kind of contact them in a peaceful way and ask them to leave? Or
we've found that, correct me if I'm wrong, Bube, but if you hold them tightly and you tell them it's going to be okay, it's not painful as you think it would be.
Okay, again, let's put cards on the table here, guys. I really feel like there's another layer of this that you're leaving out.
Y'all are fucking, right?
No,
girl. Boobay and spooks?
Yeah, I get it. Energy, it's probably better when there's two. It's
palpable. There has been some times where we had to leave the house because we thought the spirits took over us. And we were just all of a sudden rubbing our bodies together. And that's when the bad spirits come in. And we're like, this is not who we are.
No.
Do you eradicate them, though? Does it feel like it's eradicated?
The only way we can get the spirits to get out of our bodies is to do what they tell us to do.
Have you guys documented any of your paranormal research?
We videotape everything that we do. Yes, we videotape every...
Is that on Booyah.com?
You can get everything.
Is that what Booyah.com is?
You can get full access, but I mean, you have to pay to be a member. Right. But on Booyah.com, you can be
exclusive.
An active member and have full
access.
So you
guys are rubbing each other's bodies together. You're posting it on a website and charging people to see them? Is that right?
Booyah.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to put it... If you want to make it...
We can't give away all our ghost hunting secrets to just anyone. You have to pay to learn these
things.
Hold on
a second. Do any of these videos show ghosts at all, or do you guys just...
We see the ghost. Ghosts just... You can't just see a ghost on a video. You have to be there.
Well, then what are we talking about?
Jason,
have you ever just watched
TV
or been filming and seen a ghost? No. You have to be there.
You have to be...
Do you want to come on one of these expeditions with us?
I don't know yet. I don't know if I want to do that. I would have to watch.
It sounds like you guys just have an elaborate porn site. I'll be the one to say it.
Actually, not even
that elaborate. Just go on that website, pay the money, and watch them bone away the spirits.
Booyah.
Do you guys have any pictures or videos of ghosts, or is it just you guys?
Yeah, I got.
You can oftentimes see shadows.
I'm going to get the video. You go ahead and talk.
You bring up the video. Oftentimes, you guys, there's shadows in the backgrounds of the videos, and it's up to you to decide if that is that a ghost. It might be.
So basically,
we're not
here
to convince the world. We're just bringing you the documentation of what we found in these warehouses
and
asylums.
That's it. You guys go to these haunted houses, have sex, and then videotape it, and then maybe you see something in the background. Is that what I
feel? Like sometimes exactly where we are just compelled to do things that we would not normally do.
What would you normally do?
Normally, me and Spooks would just be sitting around, and we would just maybe, you know, share a pizza together, or we would drink some beers and, you know, say,
this is one of our videos. This is one of our videos.
This
PC
is highly erotic.
Yeah,
that's the classiest place I've ever seen.
There's you guys a lot on X hamster.
That's you and Boo Bay in a hotel room. Is that a haunted hotel room bed?
Oh damn!
Oh my god!
Tap dance and Christ, put that away. I will not pay for that.
The mysterious white orbs were not a ghost.
And those were not.
No.
Sometimes you're trying to talk to the ghost and they want you to be silenced, so they fill your mouth with something. And Spooks always tells me, you know what? If you're afraid, it's okay. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional.
It's okay. It's all right. It's a safe place.
If you're afraid, just close your eyes. Mm-hmm. Just close your eyes, Boo Bay. And I was like, Spooks, I trust you.
You couldn't say that as well, though, because it was in your mouth.
You trust him?
I sometimes say, Spooks, I trust you.
You trust him with your mouth?
I trust you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Heather.
I don't
remember,
even know what to
folks.
Say. I'm overwhelmed.
It's booyah.com. B-O-O.
Booyah.
Y-A-A-A-A.com.
Well, we'll definitely promote that. We'll put a link out there. I don't know personally, based on the video you just showed me, that I will check it out. But I'm sure there's someone out there that might be interested in that kind of material.
Well, thank you very much for having us on the show.
Thank you. You guys are fabulous.
You guys are fabs.
Yeah.
Coach Fabs. Coach Fabs.
Thanks, guys.
Jinx Blue Yomi Coke.
Wow. Did he say I'll blow you?
You know what? I like
Coke? It's just a joke. It's just a joke between us.
Got it.
I like your business model because
I'm sorry, I left the room.
Oh, but no, I just have one last thing to say. I like your business model because you get paid to go down there and then you
get paid to go down.
Why would you even set them up for that comment?
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Booyah.com.
Booyah, okay.
Thanks for having us.
Booyah.com.
Wow, what do you think about that, Dustin?
Don't forget the phone number, Dustin.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. So, you want to talk about some releases? I feel like they've already talked about enough, but
tell me about their upcoming releases.
I've got some more releases for you. Episode 218, The Correct Answer Ghost.
What was the name of the episode?
Oh, hi, Blake.
Oh, sorry.
Correct Answer Ghost. Welcome back. There you go. And that's still available. And episode 219, Double Baby Stroller.
That means whose boobs?
Nani's boobs.
Nani's boobs. Naughty boobs.
Naughty.
Obviously,
naughty,
at least one night they were naughty. you would think her boobs were so big that they could shield the sperm from getting in her vagina.
Jesus.
What?
Good God.
What are you even talking about?
She doesn't have like 90-year-old lady boobs where they hang down below her waist.
They're not down.
She's not like,
yeah, they're
like
not
a fucking grandfather clock. Tuck my boobs into my waistline.
Like a grandfather.
The vagina is an internal system.
I didn't mean it that way.
Are her boobs inside of her vagina?
Heather?
No, I was picturing
on
it.
One of your episodes, I want you to have Blake on and you explain how the female anatomy works.
Yes. We're going to go over
so
all
of
these things.
We don't have to this conversation
Blake's
again.
Bloopers.
Blake's is just so, he's so obsessed with boobs that he doesn't know that there's anything past that.
It's all connected.
I'm like, no, that's not
a
true.
A woman's
because
body is actually one giant boob. That's
no,
all.
No, I actually know there's more because the belly button. Remember my belly button test?
You have a thing with belly button?
No. Here's the thing. Is
Asian belly button.
Is you work your way, if you're working your way downstairs, and you get to the belly button, and you take a... And that's when you know either keep going or head back up north.
I got you.
I've never heard that. That's a good rule of thumb.
Damn right it is. That way your fingers don't get stinky.
Okay, so episode 221, our next episode, surprisingly not entitled Stinky Belly Button. It's called Chinamen Begin Again. Will be available on Friday, October 23rd.
It's funny.
And don't forget, Monday, October 19th is Evaluate Your Life Day.
Oh, Jesus.
I avoid this holiday at all costs. If I really had to sit down, put all my ducks in a row, and truly evaluate myself, I think I'd have like half a duck?
Oh, I have about a third of a duck.
Okay.
Goose.
Oh.
No, I was duck, duck, goose.
Oh, you're touching my head. Okay.
You got to run around the table.
Philly goose.
Silly. Silly.
Also, Wednesday, October 21st is Count Your Buttons Day.
What?
Count Your Buttons. Oh. Welcome to the bottom of the holiday totem pole.
Ooh.
That one's funny.
Is it just the buttons that you're wearing or like total shirts, total buttons?
You have to ask Congress.
Who's got the button?
No shirts, no sleeves, no sleeves, no service. No pants.
Exactly. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, suggestions, or French onion dips. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. If you don't like what you hear, please still send us that French onion dip before my chips get stale. You know what I'm
That's
talking
what they're
about.
Calling nowadays. Wow, that was intense. There was a lot of stuff going on.
I like those guys that were out here.
Oh, they were super cool. We were outside smoking a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
I was vaping. You were smoking a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And they just seemed really
friendly. Active,
friendly. Oh, friendly is all good out.
Were they handsy?
Very friendly.
They're very excited about life. They got a lot of enthusiasm.
Very happy.
Exuberant.
Folks, this is the time we're going to take real quick to, again, remind you that in the coming months, no pun intended, December 1st we're shooting for is the launch of FCFnetwork.com.
Fakakta.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse.
Fakakta.
Fakakta. That's Jewish for fucked up.
It sounds like
and who knows comedy better than the Jews?
Right, exactly. I mean,
they're always getting laughed about.
No,
they're always cracking jokes about
every comedian and every film writer, screenplay writer I know.
All Jews.
All Jews.
God bless them, everyone.
They already have the money. I don't understand why they got to have the comedy, but they're good.
you can find all the updates about that on our Facebook and our Instagram.
Yes,
about
yes.
the Jews.
About fakakta, not about Jews. Not so many Jew fun facts.
Go to my Facebook page for information about the Jews.
is your Facebook page facebook.com/mindfuhrer?
It's Juicin, Juicin Tosher.
/ Jew info.
And as of this release on the 16th, there is a GoFundMe up there. We're not asking for money just to celebrate and buy make T-shirts.
That'd be nice, though.
That would be nice. But we just need to get a couple recording some recording equipment, as well as we need to pay for the website for the first year. So we're just asking you guys to help out a little bit. It was a last resort.
$20. Just send $20.
I said, hey, Brett, can you loan some money to this? And he said, I'm having a baby. And I said, oh, shit. And then I said, hey, Dustin, can you loan some money to this? And he's like, I got a younger girlfriend. I got to spend a lot of money on her to keep her. And then I said, Heather, do you have some money you could donate to
and
this?
I said, I'm broke as shit.
And she said, I
she's like, I almost had a job at a cheese place, but then the guy was creepy.
Weirdo. Right.
And I got a really nice apartment that costs a lot of money, so fuck you. And I said, Jason, Jason, he said, don't even ask.
I said, I'm eating ramen noodles.
Yep. So again, we're just looking for some assistance with that. So we'll put a link. It'll be on the IBWIP page. We're just gonna blast it all over everywhere.
So here's the bad thing though. Once we get it going and we got all the money, we're going to charge them a bunch of money for the shows too, aren't we?
Nope, they're absolutely free. And speaking of the shows, it's not just going to be like IBWIP on every show is like IBWIP. I've got a lot of creative friends. Some of them gathered around me, and some of them gathered behind me. Nice. And we're just going to do all different kinds of stuff. And Jason, you want to go through real quick on what you got, how you're involved?
Yeah, Fakakta Comedy Funhouse. We're going to have 5 or 6 podcasts, and we're always looking to add more people to it. We want to make sure we have a nice stable of different shows that are fun and interesting, kind of fit our bill. One of the ones that we're going to be doing is going to be Blake and I doing a show called Couch Pilots, where we watch old pilot episodes of like sitcoms, TV shows from the 70s, 80s, 90s, the early aughts, whatever, and then we're going to do about 10 episodes a season. And we're just going to watch these shows, and we're going to talk about them, kind of get into it, and just fun stuff. Fun stuff that hasn't been done before. We are kind of reaching into those nether regions of the podcast world and just trying to explore new territory.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to it. Molly is really looking forward to you being in our house more.
Huh.
What about Brett?
That's news to me.
She has a crush on you. It's all right.
I have no response to that.
Dustin, you are full throttle going toward this too.
Yes, totally.
What are you doing?
I've got so many bands that I've been contacting to get on board with letting me use their music on my show, which is going to be called Drunken Lullabies. Because
is that where you bring a baby on you?
Yes, exactly. We're going.
Brett, you might want to.
We're not skull fucking the baby, so don't get too excited.
Think about it.
That's a concern of mine.
Okay,
if anybody's going to skull fuck my baby, it's going to be me.
Oh no! Jeez. Oh no!
We are just going to
infantile incest.
We're going. That is not the tagline or my future show.
That's not what Drunken Lullabies is about.
Anyway, tell us more about your show.
We broke Blake. Yeah, it's just going to be, we're going to sit around, drink some good craft beer, talk about it, and play some music that I love that you may not be aware of that I think you might enjoy. And you might find your new favorite band, and we're going to find out what beer they like to drink. And give you some recommendations.
Free beer.
Yeah, and it's going to be...
my band likes free beer.
One time we played this venue, they said you can drink all the hams you want.
I don't drink hams.
So it's going to be like independent artists, and then you and you're going to have a co-host too.
I mean, I do have some people that are on independent labels, but yeah, there will be nobody on a major label. But I've got some bands that have already confirmed that just played a major music festival up in Chicago. And they're on board and more than happy to be a part of the show,
and
which I'm totally stoked about.
Who's not part of this show? You got a
correct
new person coming in.
There's another guy named Blake who I'm bringing on board strictly because he has a huge beer cellar and we can drink all of his beer for free.
There you go.
And save me on production costs.
There you go.
So, yeah, he seems like a nice guy.
He's smart.
And, yeah. Cheers.
Heather.
Sex with Heather is the name of my podcast, and I will be teaching a Heather plant all the ins and outs of sex. It'll be cute.
So the basis of the show is every episode you're gonna talk to a plant about sex.
Yeah.
I think it's ingenious.
Do plants have a lot of sex?
Heather hasn't. I don't have a lot of plants, but my Heather plant has not had any sex. So she's really looking to get out in the game, spread her wings, maybe meet a ficus.
By a year or two into this there might be some sex involved.
There might be some blossoms.
I feel like I've heard this podcast 1,000 times, Heather. You really got to come up with something original.
So the thing that's different about it is it's not just going to be jokes. It's going to be real information, and maybe you can benefit from the things that Heather, my shrub, is listening to as well.
Definitely, I'm excited about it. I think it's really cool. That's what we got going. So Fakakta Comedy Funhouse,
be a part of it. Ground level.
FCFnetwork.com. It's probably not up yet.
By the time Shannon show.
Oh, yes. And Shannon is bringing SNN Radio over. So if you like horror movies, him and his buddy Mark talk about them.
Spooky.
Very spooky. All right, folks. Hey, don't forget RockyTopVapor.com. We're coming to your town.
Coming.
Johnson City, Tennessee. Come on, man.
Rocking with Rocky Top Vapor and maybe Class
Vape. We're coming to Tennessee.
Also, yes. Shaka, maybe?
We're going to do some shows from the Rocky Top Vapor. It was funny. When I brought it up to them, I thought they would say no. And they said, sure. And I was like, oh, shit.
Now we have to drive.
That's a long drive. But we're going to have a good time. Heather's making sandwiches. So basically, we're going to survive.
Heather said she's going to read a book the whole time.
Oh, read books.
But I'm going to bring sandwiches. So
Brand new, freshly bought journal. By the time she gets back, it'll be filled with the stories of
my farting on the road.
Yes, yes, completely accurate.
All right. Hey, this is the end of the show. Hey, folks, thanks for coming out. Heather, great job as always.
Blake, great job as always to you.
I really wish you would not argue so much with the guests that we have on the show.
I think it's fun. I'm sorry.
I know you do. Brett Collin, anything going on in your life that we need to know about besides the baby?
No, I'm just unemployed right now and living in a new city and enjoying that.
Buying some new bras.
I'm going to be investing in some new bras.
Why? Just let them hang out.
Nani has decided that she doesn't want to wear maternity clothes, so she's going to wear leggings and big oversized sweatshirts until she has the baby.
I can see it now.
That's comfy.
Hey.
And then the other day she had leggings pulled up to like her nipples.
Prove it.
I called her a 90-year-old man and I don't know if she was too happy about it.
Yeah, take it from me. Don't start insulting your pregnant girlfriend.
Yeah, don't call your significant other a 90-year-old man. That's usually a good go-to. Yeah.
Apparently their emotions are heightened during their pregnancy. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well.
News to me. I haven't Googled it yet.
Any word on this album?
Actually, it's done. We're just waiting till we can send it off to get mastered.
All right.
So all that'll right. be maybe.
Master.
Like, master.
Once we
master.
Send it off, like a week after that, should be done.
All right, cool. Awesome. We look forward to it. Dustin, anything going on with you? Besides drunken lullabies. Besides, right. do you have any a teenage girlfriend?
Shut the fuck up. No. I have a teenage daughter. I don't have a teenage girlfriend.
Fuck you.
It was funny. Dustin was posting pictures, him and his girlfriend.
Cutie.
She's adorable. She took him out to get drunk all day.
That was my birthday trip.
It was
awesome.
And there, he posted a picture of her drinking a beer, and my response was, is she old enough to drink that beer?
And she thought it was funny.
Ah, good.
Barely. What was her response?
Barely, yes. Barely. Dustin, thank you very much for being on the show, buddy. Appreciate
awesome.
It.
Always
sorry,
fun to be
sorry
here.
Sorry, do you want to do Sylvester Stallone and you know, segue out or something? We don't really need to talk to Jason.
We can talk to Jason.
Okay. All right. Hey, Jason.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, buddy?
Buddy, I'm so happy we're buddies.
I am too.
Buddy.
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 Hi, buddy.
Hello, buddy.
I'm excited for this comedy network that we're doing. I think it's going to kick some ass, and yeah, I'm so glad you are leading the ship.
I don't know if you'll be glad. Wait till December 1st when
okay.
it all
I'll wait till
when it all launches and works out. All right, folks, thanks for checking out episode 220 of A Burns on IP. Check us out at ibwip.com. Rate us on iTunes. We need ratings on iTunes, but only if they're fives. Thank you very much. Good night.
Booyah.
Oh, I get it, because booyah.com.
Booyah.
Booyah.
Boo to the
you have a mystery tag?
Yeah. Hold on. When that sweet Audemars fills my lungs, I know it's time to tune into the Halloween-themed episodes of IBWIP. They're the IBWIP-iest.
Close enough.
Piest. I'm trying to count how many colors you got going on in your hair right now.
Four?
That's about what I was coming up
all
with, I think.
The colors of the rainbow.
The colors
I
of the
wanna
wind.
Be in pictures.
Butterfly in the sky.
I see count is zero again.
Cunt!
One.
Cunt it up!
For some reason, Eli wakes up in a total scare because somebody yelled cunt real loud.
Four count.
Oh, boy.
It's not Halloween without some C words, I guess.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.